弟兄姊妹们平安。我今天早上来的时候已经喉咙哑了。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters. I already lost my voice this morning.
刚才为了顺服威廉，我大喊一声，更没有声音了。
But in order to obey William, I shouted, and now I lost even more voice.
我的父亲中听了，我也中听了，我家的老狗也中听了。
And I not only that, my father has hearing loss. I do have hearing loss too, and also the old dog in my house.
我们神永远不中听啊。
But our God doesn't have hearing loss.
但是他还是喜欢我们 shout to him.
And he just enjoys to hear our shouting.
所以我想今天是父亲节，我们除了感谢我们在做父亲的。
Today's Father's Day, and we so appreciate fathers in our midst.
我们特别感谢天上的父。
We especially appreciate our heavenly Father.
今天播饼也好，唱诗也好，就觉得好像跟天上的爸爸特别亲近啊。
Today during the communion and worship, I just feel so close to our Father in heaven.
虽然我们身上有这么多的软弱。
Yes, we have so many weaknesses.
虽然我们也常常犯罪得罪了他。
And we often sin against him.
但是他是用永远的爱爱我们。
But he loves us with everlasting love.
好像没有一个。爱像这个爱永远不改变。
There's no love like this love that never changes.
我昨天已经收到从于师母来的 Father's Day 的礼物哈，爸爸节的礼物。
I already got a Father's Day present from Sister Nancy.
你们猜是什么
？Guess what it is? Sports car. 一个跑车。
可以 goes to 200 within 10 seconds. 那是磅秤，那不是跑车。
That's a weight scale, not a sports car that can go from 0 to 200.
他昨天说送我一个生日礼物，就是帮我理头发。
Father's Day gift, 不是生日礼物，
Haircut.
父亲节礼物。
哦，父亲节 ，I'm sorry.
So she gave me a Father's Day gift. That's she cut my hair.
所以你看我还像模像样的，你们还认得出我来，表示他还很尊重我这个做头的哈。
See now I look pretty good, so it shows that she really respects me as the head of the house.
今天我们要讲的题目是我两个礼拜前要讲的。
Actually, today I'm going to preach a sermon that I was supposed to preach 2 weeks ago.
所以纲要是 recycle 还是照用哈？上面日期写6月1号，但是我今天才补讲。
That's why we recycle the program sheet and you see the wrong date on it.
只有那个要改，其他不要改。
So just change the date. Everything else stay the same.
因为这个题目实在非常的重要，讲到做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子。
This message is so important that husbands ought to love your wives.
所以我想大家都记得于师母曾经讲过这个题目，我自己听得非常感动哈。
So we all remember that Pastor Nancy preached the same message, and we all were very moved.
那我们在座有很多年轻的，尤其今天还有高中生在这里。
We have many young people, even high school.
请你们相信我，这篇信息对你们一样重要。
Please believe me that this message is just as important for you.
我们花了很多时间预备自己成为 engineer, 成为律师，成为 doctor.
So we have spent so many years to prepare ourselves to be a good engineer, lawyers or doctors.
但是我们却很少真正花功夫来预备我们的孩子，预备我们自己，怎么样子成为人生中最重要的角色。
But we hardly spend any effort to prepare ourselves or even our children to play this the most important role in our life.
怎么当父亲，怎么当丈夫，怎么当妻子，怎么样当妈妈啊
？So how to be a husband, how to be a father, how to be a wife, how to be a mother.
所以我希望年轻的孩子们，你们也听，让你们将来的下半生，你自己都会非常的享受跟蒙福的。
So we hope that young people will pay attention to it, so that the second part of your life will be benefit.
另外就是我今天讲这个题目，第一个我绝对不是婚姻专家，你们知道我不是啊。
First of all, I'd like to clarify that I'm not a marriage expert. You all know that.
我只是想把大家带回到圣经，带回到起初，这个婚姻的 designer 神怎么说。
I just want to bring everyone back to the beginning, back to the Bible to see what the designer of marriage says.
那第二个我要特别在这里强调的就是我个人在整个这个婚姻的生活里面，我觉得我地方有太多的地方我需要成长了。
And I also want to clarify that in my own marriage, there's so much room for me to grow.
如果在我今年不久以后要结婚32周年，好，在我前面20多年里面。
So pretty soon I'm going to celebrate my 34 32nd marriage anniversary.
我一直
the first 20 years of my marriage.
我一直暗暗的得意，我是一个很好的丈夫，是一个很好的爸爸。
I was actually secretly proud of myself, thinking I'm such a great husband and father.
那别人这样夸奖我的时候呢，我也微笑接纳。
So when people praise me for that, I smile and accept it.
如果有人批评我的话，我一定会反驳的。
If someone criticizes me, I will sure talk back.
但是当我的儿子进到青少年，逐渐长大以后啊
，But then when my sons enter into teenage years and they started to grow up,
啊，我就发现我的爱非常的不够。好，我这个人还是非常非常的自私。
Then I realized how limited my love is and how selfish I am.
可能在他们人生很多 struggle 的时候，最困难的时候，或者需要管教的时候，我觉得我没有做到一个父亲该做的事。我不是说他们不好，好，你们千万不要误会。
I'm not saying that my sons are not good, but when they were going through the struggles, I feel that I failed in many ways to help.
那么当最近几年服侍特别重，压力各方面的这个担子越来越重的时候，我才发现很多的地方我没有扮演好我非常重要的角色。
Especially in the recent years when I was overwhelmed with the services, I realized that I did not play the most important role very well.
所以我今天决定不是站在一个高高的角色来教训弟兄姊妹。
So today I'm not standing at a high position to talk down and to teach you.
我跟你们在做很多做父亲的、做丈夫的事一样，我们一起在基督的学校做门徒。
I'm just the same as everyone here who are husbands and fathers that were disciples in the school of Christ.
我曾经讲过 the biggest room is the room to grow. 好，就是最大的空间是成长的空间。
I often tell you that the biggest room for us is the room to grow.
那尤其做丈夫、做妻子、做父亲、做母亲，我们永远都可以长进的。
Especially in the roles of being a father, husband, and the wives and mother, we have always have room to grow.
这么多年服侍以后，我越来有一个很深的感触。
After serving the Lord so many years, I come to this realization.
我觉得在主回来之前，仇敌最大的诡计、最大的工作跟破坏是直接从家庭开始的。
So before the Lord returns, the biggest work and the scheme of the enemy is to start destruction from the family.
因为我们这个人这一生花最多的时间就是跟家人在一起，对不对？
Because in our lifetimes we spend the most time with our family.
所以如果一个家已经被破坏了哈，
So if a family is destroyed,
你就发现你跟神的关系、你的生活、你的心情、你的健康、你各方面都被破坏。
Then you realize that your everything about yourself, your emotions and your health, everything will be destroyed.
然后你会发现今天这个世代。整个世代的那种压力、试探、罪恶跟各方面的问题，比从前的世代强太多了。
And yet, in this generation, people face much more stress, temptations, and pressure than any other generations before.
这个道德是快速的堕落。
And morality is declining such a rapid speed.
然后也没有一个世代像今天的这个世代人这么忙的。
And there's no generation like this generation were so busy.
也没有一个世代像今天这个世代人有这么多的压力要去面对。
And there's no other generation like this generation we have to face so much stress and pressure.
所以今天在圣经上男人的角色、女人的角色、孩子的角色、父亲的角色、丈夫妻子的角色，我们每一个角色，我们没有空去经营，没有空去长进。
Therefore, we have no time to cultivate and grow in such important roles as husbands, wives, mother, father, even children.
但是整个世代就在这里往下走哈。
But yet the entire generation is just declining.
你看，我们最近这100年，或者最近50年，甚至最近这30年，婚姻被破坏的情形是。普遍性是远超过从前的。
Look at the past 100 years, 50 years, or even 30 years. This thing about destruction of marriage is phenomenal.
那所有做家庭讲座的人几乎都提到一个共同的点。
All the marriage experts mention one common point.
就是男人，你们到哪里去了
？Men, where are you?
因为今天问题出在丈夫没有做好丈夫，爸爸没有做好爸爸。
Because the root cause of today's problems is that.Fathers are not good fathers, and husbands are not good husbands.
我不是说妻子没有责任，妻子有很大的责任。
I'm not saying that wives do not have any responsibility.
但是家的建造在神的心中是以男人要负这个责任的。
But yet, in God's eyes, men should bear the responsibility of building up a family.
所以你发现现在管教孩子这个。要求孩子的常常是妈妈而不是爸爸。
So nowadays, we see that mothers.Not fathers who are disciplining their children.
你看学校开 PTA 去的大部分都是妈妈。
If you go to PTA meetings, Most parents are mothers.
讨论婚姻讲座参加的大部分是做太太的。
And most attendants of marriage seminars are wives.
啊，常常要求要家庭祭坛的，常常都是姊妹们。
And usually it's the sisters in the house, the wives that are asking for family altars.
听说有一次在一个聚会里面，牧师传道人讲到男人的重要以后。
There was one meeting when the pastor was preaching about the importance of men.
他说我们现在请弟兄站在一家之主的地位，代表全家到前面来奉献。
And then the pastor asked that.Brothers, please come forward, representing the head of your household, and offer up your family.
他们的教会是很保守的，一半是弟兄，一半是姊妹。
That's a very conservative
church. 分开来
做的。So that men and women are separately seated.
然后就发现几乎所有的弟兄都站起来，跨过走道去跟姊妹要钱。
And then you see that.All the brothers will go through the aisle and then come to their wives to ask for money.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这好像是一个幽默哈。
So this seems like to be a joke.
但是你从另外一个角度看，我刚才所说的，今天的 PTA， 今天的婚姻讲座，今天要求家庭祭坛，今天管孩子要灵修，我不是说弟兄们都没做哈，我们教会算很好的，但是大部分都是姊妹们在做。
Even though that was a joke, but has some truth to it, because nowadays it's the wives, the mothers that were asking for marriage counseling.For even go to PTAs or family altars. At our church, the situation is much better. Because we probably have so many things to take care of and so much stress that we don't think we have bandwidth to handle.
那圣经上特别说，盗贼来是偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
But yet the scripture tells us that the thief comes to destroy, kill, and steal.
那整个仇敌攻击的中心其实是从家开始的。
So actually, the focus of the enemy's attack is family.
这是我讲到第三个、第四个。
So fourth.
然后后现代文化就是让个人主义或者自我中心这件事情更为强化跟普遍。
Because postmodernism actually emphasizes more on individualism and self-centeredness.
所以我们越来越自私，以自己的需要为主。
So we become more and more selfish that we only care about our own needs.
因为我们自己觉得我自己都活不出来，我自己都 handle 不了我自己，我怎么去管孩子，怎么去管妻子呢？
Because we're deceived to think that we cannot even handle ourselves. How can we care about our wives or children?
我自己还有这么多 unsatisfied needs. 我有这么多的需要，这么多的痛苦，谁来管我呢？我们没有空去管他们。
I have so much pain and so much suffering and so many needs unmet. How can I have any bandwidth to care about others?
今天孩子们对爸爸妈妈也是这样。
And the same thing about children to their parents.
你们真的想过爸爸妈妈关起门来流泪、痛苦、挣扎吗？
Have you ever thought about that? When your parents shut the door and weep for you.
你们今天早上已经跟爸爸说 Happy Father's Day 了吗？
How many of you have already said Happy Father's Day to your fathers?
你什么时候看到爸爸妈妈辛苦的时候、累的时候，曾经过来说谢谢你？
Have you ever gone to your father and say thank you when they look tired and weary?
如果有，我们感谢神，但是我们这个永远不学少的哈。
If we have done that, we thank the Lord, but we can never do.Too much.
但是你就发现我们忙到一个地步，我们自己都解决不了。
But you see that we're so busy to a point that we cannot even handle ourselves.
我们连给一个真实的笑容跟感谢的话都讲不出来了。
We cannot even give a genuine smile and say something thankful from the.
这个是不需要花钱的礼物，但是却是最好的礼物，但是我们都舍不得给，或是给不出来了。
These gifts are so precious and free, but yet we cannot even offer that.
孩子们给父母亲一个 hug， 谢谢他。
Children, give your parents a hug and thank them.
丈夫给妻子一个 hug， 谢谢他。
Husbands, give your wives a hug and thank them.
妻子给丈夫一个 hug， 谢谢他。你都不知道这些东西给对方带来的安慰跟喜乐是多大吗？
Wives, give your husband a hug and thank them. You don't know how much comfort these actions will bring to them.
而后现代文化就是让我们看见我们自己的需要，我们自己的困难，然后我们埋怨别人。
The postmodernism causes us to focus on our own needs and complain about others for our own suffering.
所以我们会常常觉得我的妻子如果顺服的话，那我一定爱她。
So we often think that only if my wife will submit to me, then I will love her.
那妻子就说，我的丈夫如果真的那么爱我的话，我一定顺服他。
And the wives will think, if my husband will love me very much, then of course I will submit to him.
然后就卡住了。
Then.They both got stuck there.
孩子们就觉得我的爸爸妈妈如果能够像那个爸爸，像 Steve Jobs 那么有钱，那么酷，我一定顺服他。
When children might think, Only if my father is as rich as Steve Jobs, then I will honor them.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都会去羡慕别人。
We always envy others.
我们会不满意眼前我们自己的。
And we're not satisfied with what we have.
然后就带来了很多的伤害，有形无形的伤害。
And that brings about a lot of hurts.
弟兄姊妹，我今天早上讲这些信息，实在是从发自肺腑心肠，希望我们大家一起来哈。
Today I really preach to you from the bottom of my heart, and we hope that we can all learn together.
因为我自己承认，我真的在这些角色上，这些年神越来越显明我的亏欠跟我的不足。
So all these recent years, the Lord keep revealing to me that I have fallen short in these roles.
我上次跟儿子 one-on-one 的时候，我还跟他道歉，我说我不是一个好爸爸。
Last time when I had one-on-one with my son, I apologized to him for not being a good father.
我也跟念慈抱歉，说我真的不是一个好丈夫。
And I also apologized to my wife for not being a good husband.
然后我让很多弟兄姊妹误会，以为我是个好丈夫，以为是个好爸爸。
And I caused many brothers and sisters to misunderstand, thinking I'm a good father and a good husband.
那甚至可能很多人说，你如果能够像余弟兄就好了。
Even
给我增加很多麻烦。
I know some sisters even say to their husbands that only if you can be like brother you, that caused a lot of trouble.
我跟你说，要当余弟兄的儿子，要当余弟兄的太太，没有两把刷子不行的。
You know, let me tell you, it's not easy to be brother you's husband or brother you's.
我不是开玩笑，我是讲真的，真的很
辛苦。I'm not joking. I'm serious.
因为面对的压力，面对的挑战，然后别人的误会，都以为我很属灵。
And then because I face a lot of challenges.And people's misunderstanding, thinking I'm very spiritual.
但是我们这个人其实是在最近的人面前是最透明、最敞开、最直接的。
Actually, we're most direct and transparent to those who are close to us.
Same to you, 你们每一个人家人都是这样。
The same with your family.
你在外面得到很多的 reputation, 得到很多人的 praise, 得到很多人对你的 appreciation, 可是你发现你在家里面得不到。
You might feel that you get recognition, appreciation outside of your family, but you cannot get that in your family.
因为同样的，在你的家人面前，你有很多的软弱跟缺陷是别人看不到，只有家人看得到的。
Because only your family can see your shortcomings and your weaknesses that others cannot see outside.
所以我再说哈，今天 Father's Day 应该讲一点让大家爸爸们得安慰的话，但是其实我觉得我们一起来学习当好爸爸、好丈夫。
So today. Supposedly, I should say something to comfort your father.
你当了好丈夫，基本上你就会是好爸爸。
But actually, let's all learn together to be good husbands. If you are a good husband, then naturally you can be a good father.
你不要想跳开说我不是好丈夫，但是我是个好爸爸，那是不可能的。
Please do not think that you can skip being a good husband and just jump to being a good father. That's not possible.
因为神给的家是一个完整的家啊。
Because God, what God wants is a whole family.
所以我今天希望我们是 back to the Bible, back to the beginning, 回到圣经，回到起初。
So today we want to go back to the beginning, go back to the Bible.
好，所以我们每次读以弗所书第五章的时候，我们常常犯的错就是替对方读圣经。
So whenever we read Ephesians chapter 5, we often make the mistake of reading the scripture for another person.
就连前天礼拜五我们在聚会的时候，在讲做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫， 那弟兄们还是会忍不住想讲同样的话。
So even last Friday, when we discussed the topic of husband, wives should submit to your husbands, thenBrothers naturally want to talk about it.
就是姊妹们如果顺服的话，我们一定爱的嘛。
So the brothers will say, if only the wives will submit to.
尤其彼得前书，尤其彼得前书第三章讲到那个古代的妇人是以长久温柔安静的心为装饰，在神的眼中都看为宝贵。
Especially they will quote First Peter chapter 3 that ancient women they were.Deemed precious in God's eyes because they have this gentle and long-suffering spirit.
这个长久温柔安静的心为装饰哈，圣经上不仅仅讲到这个吸引神。
So this such spirit of quietness, quiet and gentle and long-suffering spirit, not only that is attractive to God.
他用一个形容叫做 unfading beauty, 就是永远不褪色的美丽哈。
That is even.Deemed as unfading beauty.
它超过任何化妆品的。
It surpasses all cosmetics.
所以我每次去带小组聚会的时候问问题，大家都安静不回答的。
So every time I go to visit a small group meeting, when I ask a question, no one will answer.
我那天对着我左边坐的那一排的弟兄，我说：“弟兄们，长久温柔安静的心，会不会是你最羡慕的妻子身上的这个美德？”
So last Friday, I asked a row of brothers.That this spirit of quietness, gentle and long suffering, is it something that you long the most.
他们那一排一起大声的回答，都说是。
Everyone says yes.
弟兄姊妹，这是神的 design.
Because that is God's design.
你就发现人吃的智慧果、分别善恶树的果，到今天都还这么笨。
You see that after we have eaten the fruit of knowledge of good evil, and we're still so foolish.
Because 神对男人的要求就是爱，对女人的要求就是顺服。
Because what God requires of men is to love, and requires women is to submit.
但是你看，我们读了几个博士学位，这个不懂。
But yet, after getting so many PhD degrees, that we still do not understand.
我们吃的智慧果，但是到今天都还这么笨，完全 against God's design.
Because we have eaten the fruit of knowledge of good and evil, and today we're still so slow to understanding.
我今天本来要带个手电筒来的哈，但是实在是太忙了。我想我带一个手电筒来，手电筒全部各方面都 OK， 灯也会决定会亮的，手电筒也是好的。
Suppose I have a flashlight. I forgot to bring it this morning. That everything is functioning.
那我现在准备要把电池放进去。
And now I'm ready to put in the battery.
请问要灯能够亮有什么条件？
So let me ask you, what's the condition for the light to shine?
哎，你们后面的年轻人好不好？
How about young people?
你们喜欢动脑筋？ Jack， 你回答我哈。我 battery 要放到这个 fresh light 里面，要让它真的可以亮，有什么条件？
So what is the requirement when I?
大家什么？我是重听的。
它是那个正负极要放。
OK， 正负极次序要对。
So you have to put a positive and a negative sides correctly.
阿爸阿们
，Amen。
次序一定要对。
Yes. The order has to be right.
弟兄是头，就是头。
So brother is the head, and he is the head.
姊妹要顺服，就是要顺服。
Sisters ought to submit, and you have to submit.
你不要说我是中国大陆来的，女人顶半边天，那是你家的事情。
Please do not rationalizing that I'm from China, so then I can cover half of the skies.
你不要说我是从阿拉伯国家来的，我可以有五个太太。
Or I came from Arab countries, I can have four wives.
那现在是回到圣经，回到神婚姻的 designer， 他怎么说
？So let's go back to the Bible, go back to the beginning, and then see what the designer of marriage says.
OK， 除了这个还有没有别的条件
？Besides this, any other requirements?
有没有 ？Aaron。阿门，到底是我儿子哈，你
yes, Amen.
你从来没谢谢我，你有这么好的 gene。
You never thank me for good genes. Yes, the battery has to be charged.
两个重要的条件。
So two important requirements.
次序要对。
First of all, you have to put in the right order.
你们真的要有 power， 要有电。
And then the battery has to be charged.
所以我请弟兄姊妹注意，弟兄们，你就是要有电，你就是要有爱。
So brothers, you have to be charged. You have to love.
姊妹们，你就是得服在神的次序底下，不然这个灯不会亮。
And sisters, you have to submit to God's designed order.
Otherwise, 不然你的家不可能幸福的。
Otherwise, you will not have a happy marriage.
你可以等一下讲很多的理由，因为我今天没有要讲道理，我要 address 两个很明显的问题。
You might have a lot of reasons, but today, I want to mention two important things.
第一个就是我的先生不值得我顺服。
You might have many reasons. First of all, he's not worthy for me.
对不起，我讲错了。今天我是要讲丈夫爱妻子。第一个我要讲的就是你的太太不可爱。
Okay, sorry. Today's message is husbands love your wives. So you might rationalize and say, first of all, my wife is not lovely, not lovable.
她就是不顺服。
And she's not submissive.
圣经上说她比你软弱，圣经写错了。我比她软弱。
The scripture says she is a weaker vessel. Actually, the Bible is wrong. I'm actually weaker than her.
就像上个礼拜讲的那个恶妇一样哈，得罪了太太，太太在枕头底下放把刀。
Just like last week, Brother Chen mentioned a testimony that husband and wife had a conflict, and that night, wife went to bed with a knife under the pillow.
我爱不来怎么办？
What if I just cannot love her?
那第二个
second reason
就是我各方面都比不上她
that I'm not good in any way. I don't match up.
她教育程度比我高，她能力比我强，她薪水比我多，她在教会的恩赐能力比我好，她人际关系也都超过我，她什么都比我好。
What if she's better than me in every way? She's higher. She has higher education, higher salary. She has more friends, and then.Even more gifts,
我怎么当他的头？我怎么样子能够去用水借着道把他洗干净来成全他
？How can I be her head? How can I cleanse her and sanctify her by the washing of water by the word?
这两个问题，我相信这是我们很多弟兄们的问题。
I'm sure these are two common questions among brothers.
不是每个太太都像彼得前书说的长久温柔安静。
Because not every wife has the character of being having a quiet and gentle spirit like 1 Peter 3.
有这样子的太太，你会爱她一点不稀奇，也没什么了不起。
So there's no wonder and nothing special if you have such a wife and you love her.
不光你爱，别人可能也偷偷爱。
Not only that you will love your wife, maybe other men love your wife secretly too.
他至少人家羡慕你嘛。
At least people will envy you.
我记得于师母讲道的时候曾经讲过，他在神学院的教授。
I remember Pastor Nancy once says that there was a professor at seminary school.
他在形容他太太的时候。
When he described his wife.
他说他的太太把让我爱他变得是一件这么容易这么自然的一件事情。
He says that my wife make it so easy for me to love her.
那真的是这个弟兄的福分哈。
And that's such a blessing for the brother.
但是我们更要感谢神，还好我们的太太都不是这么容易的事情啊。
But then we have to thank God that our wives did not make it so easy for us.
所以我们会被主在今生有更多的生命要改变我们。
Therefore, we are given so much more chance to go through life transformation.
我们一起再回到圣经来，赶快读一下啊。
Let's go back to the Bible.
以弗所书第五章二十五节到三十节。
Ephesians chapter 5 verses 25 to 30.
那我也希望姊妹们不要替弟兄听到啊。
I hope that sisters will not listen to the sermon on behalf of your husbands.
你要真的为你的家真正的祷告，帮助你的弟兄。
But pray for your family and help your brothers.
神造你是要帮助他，不是要绑住他。
Because God has created you to help him, not to bind him.
让他成为真正的丈夫，真正神心目中和神心意的父亲。
So that he will become a true husband and a father after God's own heart.
也在神家成为真正和神心意的大丈夫。
And that he will be a real vessel in God's house.
好，我们请读二十五节。
Let's read together.
开始，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。父亲丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子。爱妻子便是爱自己了，从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，保养顾惜，正像基督待教会一样，因我们是他身上的肢体。为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体，这是极大的奥秘。但我是指的基督和教会说的。然而你们个人都当爱妻子，如同爱自己一样，妻子也当敬重自己丈夫。好，我们请读彼得前书第三章第七节。
First Peter chapter 3 verse 7。
你们做丈夫的也要按情理与妻子同住，因他比你软弱，应知恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。那你发现当我们这样子爱妻子的时候，
Notice that as we love our wives,
我们一起在主的面前承受生命之恩，
and together we will inherit the grace of life.
神要大大的祝福我们。
God will greatly bless us.
第二件事情，叫我们的祷告没有阻碍。
Then our prayers will not be hindered.
好像神把一个 wild card 交给我们。
As if God has given us a wild card.
你看我们可以为自己，为自己的家，为神家求多少的祝福。
See how much we can pray for ourselves, our family and our
God. 千万不要小看一个健康的家在神面前所能带下来的祝福和影响力。
Please do not neglect how much blessing a healthy family can bring to God's house.
绝对不是只是为了你个人能够公主跟王子快快乐乐的过一生而已。
So the goal is not just so that husband and wife can live happily thereafter.
神能够把他的生命之恩大大的浇灌你们，而且借着你们流露给别人。
Because God has God can greatly pour down the grace of life on your family and bless others through your family.
而且让我们的祷告没有阻碍啊。
And your prayers will not be hindered.
这是太大的祝福。
It's such a great blessing.
所以我们现在回到圣经里面，我说到神是婚姻的设计者。
Now let's go back to the Bible because God is the designer of marriage.
他定了婚姻的次序。
Because he has designed the order in the family.
他定了婚姻的这个性质本质。
And he has designed the nature of a marriage.
但因为我们今天讲丈夫要爱你们的妻子啊。
Today, our message is husbands to love your wife.
所以我们在这里特别看怎么样子做丈夫的能够好好的爱我们的妻子。
So we want to see how husbands can love your wives.
主耶稣保罗在这里给我们提到三件事情。
Paul has mentioned three things.
这三个点里面都有一个字叫做正如、照样或是正向，就是完全要 copy Jesus， 要效法他。
So in all three points, Paul says, just as Christ, just as Christ. Therefore, he wants us to imitate Christ.
好，所以在这里讲到的第一件事情。
So first thing.
他讲要舍己，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Husbands love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her.
所以我们要先看看主耶稣是怎样对待教会。
So first of all, we want to see how Christ treats church.
所以主耶稣是怎样对待我们这个满身是斑点、满身是皱纹、满身污秽的教会？基督是怎样对待他
？See how Christ treats church.That is full of blemished spots and all the weaknesses.
然后圣经上说就要正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，就是要叫我们效法他。
Then Paul says, husbands ought to imitate Christ as Christ treats the church.
然后第二件事情，我们自己是怎么样子经历基督来改变我，改变我这个人，改变我这个人的败坏。
The second thing is how that we can.Through Christ being transformed,
我怎么样子经历到他这样子一再的接纳，一再的宽恕，一再的在我的身上有长久忍耐
？That how we can experience His acceptance, His long suffering toward us, and His forgiveness.
我才能够用他的爱去爱我的妻子。
Then we can use such love to love our wives.
那在这里，圣经上告诉我们，做丈夫的第一件事情，效法基督的舍己。
So the scripture tells us the first thing husbands ought to do is to lay down yourselves just like Christ.
婚姻里面最大的杀手就是己。
The greatest killer in the marriage is self.
我就是刚刚一开始就已经讲了。
As I mentioned at the beginning of the
message. 很多时候我们这个人的自私是我们自己不知道的。
Oftentimes we're not aware of our selfishness.
我们的自我中心很多的时候是我们自己不知道的。
Oftentimes we are not aware of our self-centeredness.
而等到事情发生的时候
，until something bad happens，
我们才知道原来我是这么自私。
Then we realize how selfish we are.
我刚才讲过了，我婚姻的前二十多年。我非常满意于我各方面的角色。
As I mentioned, the first 20 years of my marriage, I was very satisfied with the roles that I played.
最近这么多年，当自己面对的压力被神显明的情形越来越多的时候，才发现啊，主耶稣真的需要你这个救主。
And then in the recent years, as I encountered more and more pressure and challenges, and more of myself is being exposed, then I realize how much I need the Savior.
那当你需要碰到舍己的时候，你才发现，哎呀，我这个人这么爱自己。
As we need to lay down ourselves, then we realize how much we love ourselves.
像我跟于师母，我自己就觉得，我自己原来已经觉得我很有爱了，很舍己了哈。
I used to think that I was very sacrificial, and then I had a lot of love.
等到真正碰到代价、碰到困难的时候，我才知道，他仍然继续舍己，但是我却跟不上去了。
But then as we encounter challenges and difficulties, then I see my wife continue to lay down herself, but I could not do that.
一个很明显的例子就是孩子做错事的时候。
A very obvious example is when our children make mistakes.
或者在教会里面发现有破口漏洞，同工们没有好好做，或是同工们做错事的时候。
Or when we discover our coworkers make mistakes at church.
你就发现我们为了保什么？保全关系好，其实是保留面子，不要去伤到别人。
So sometimes we, in order to preserve the relationship and then not to harm people,
我们就不够 care enough to confront.
So we dare not to confront, we dare not to care enough to confront.
我们的爱不够
，because our love was not enough.
我们的自爱太多
，our self love is too much.
所以我们不敢直接去面对这个困难需要解决的东西。所以当神家碰到困难碰到需要或是东西有限的时候 那我就发现哎呀很多的时候我们里面就有保留了。
So when there's challenges or trials, difficulties at church, then I realize there's a lot of reservation within us.
所以我觉得我们弟兄们哈，要在姊妹们身上要能够赢得他们对我们的爱，赢得他们对我们的顺服和敬重。
So brothers, we ought to earn our wife's submission and honoring respect.
我们不要光只是坚持神给我们弟兄们的地位。
Please do not just insist on this position that God has given us.
虽然我刚刚已经一再强调了哈，手电筒要能够亮，第一个次序要对，第二个里面要有电，要有爱。
Even though I emphasize that in order for the flashlight to turn on, the battery has to be put in the right order and has to be fully charged.
姊妹们，你就是得顺服丈夫。
So sisters, you just have to submit to your husband.
但是我希望弟兄们不是从这个角度去要求姊妹。
But brothers, I hope that you will not require your wife from this standpoint.
圣经上讲到，所有的权柄是为了造就人。
Because according to the scripture, all authorities were given to edify.
神家的权柄是在生命和爱的这个范围里面来应用的。
Because all the authorities in God's house will be exercised under love and life.
当你离开生命的范围，你离开了爱，而你要弄权的时候，你这个时候你是狼头，是虎头。
Apart from the realm of love and life, and when you exercise your authority, actually, it will bring about harm.
你是等于强迫孩子听你的，强迫妻子顺服你。
Then you will just coerce your wives and your children to obey you.
但是主耶稣从来不是用这种方法来赢得他的 lordship。
But then the Lord never wins His lordship that way.
他是让我们心甘乐意的，一人记得这个他的爱激励我们，让我们这些活着的不再为自己活，愿意替那位为我们死而复活的主活。
The way the Lord Jesus does is that His love compels us so that we are willing to love Him and live for Him.
所以我们现在就来回答我刚才的第一个问题。
So let me answer the first question.
当你的妻子就是不可爱啊。
What if your wife is just not lovable?
当你的妻子就是不顺服的时候，
and she's not submissive at all.
你要怎么办？
So what can you do?
不是每一个太太都像彼得前书，不是每一个太太都像于师母的教授的太太。
Because not every wife is like, what's described in 1 Peter 3, and not every wife is like the wife of that.
让你觉得爱太太是很容易的事情。
So that for the professor, it's very easy to love his wife.
那你要怎么办？
Then what do you do?
我跟你讲，无路可走。
There's no way.
如果你要走出一条路，那真的就是死路一条。
If you want to have a way out, then the only way is the way of death.
这个路是最智慧的路，是最积极的路。
And that is the most wise and most active way.
就是效法基督舍己的爱。
It's to learn from Christ.
所以弟兄们，我们第一件事情，你要解决这个问题的时候，你必须要在主的面前先接受我刚刚一再开始要强调的，这是 God's design, 这是神的旨意。
So brothers, in order to get a resolution, first we have to accept God's design.
就是家的责任在弟兄身上。
That family's responsibility lies on the brothers.
我们长久的观念，一个错误的观念，就是姊妹们要把家弄得很温暖、很甜蜜，让男人愿意回家。
So our traditional thinking is that wives are responsible to make the family very cozy and warm, so that brothers are willing to go back home.
有这样子观念的，请举手，不要不好意思。
Please raise your hand if you were raised with such a concept.
我们只有一个真以色列人，是吧
？There's only one truthful person.
你不觉得我们中国人的观念就是这个样子吗？
Because that's our Chinese traditional thinking.
太太要相夫教子，把家弄得很温馨很甜蜜，丈夫累了就想到我要回家，这是温暖的家，我想回家。
So it's a wife's, we used to think that it's wife's responsibility to make this home very cozy and warm, so that husbands are willing to come home when he's tired.
如果家不温暖，我就不回家，我就加班。
If the family is not warm, then I'm not going to go home, I will just workOvertime.
对不起哈 ，Overtime 的弟兄，我不是故意给你找麻烦。
So, apologies to brothers who work overtime. I didn't mean to.
真的，对不起啊，姊妹们，不要拿我的话去关你弟兄。
So please do not quote me when you.
但是其实这是完全跟圣经背道而驰的。
But actually, this traditional thinking is goes against Bible.
是弟兄要把家弄得甜蜜，弄得合神心意，弄得充满爱。
So actually, it's the brother's responsibility to make this family sweet and warm and full of love.
如果今天教会要变得可爱，基督才来的话，我们聚会里面没有神的同在的。
Because today, if it's our responsibility to make our church lovable so that Christ will come, then we will never experience God's presence.
对不对？有这么多人夸我们 SVCA， 但是你觉得我们配得这位荣耀的神那么受吸引来我们中间吗？
Yes, many people have praised SVCA, but do you really think that we're so lovable that we're worthy for this wonderful God to come?
你觉得我这个人这么配得，我什么时候亲近他，他就巴不得来亲近我吗？
Do you think we're so worthy that whenever we come near him, that he will draw near to us?
所以弟兄们，家好坏的责任是在我们弟兄们身上。
Brothers, therefore accept it. It's brothers' responsibility to make a home nice.
我希望所有的弟兄，我们一起不逃避我们的责任，不逃避神的设计，不逃避神就是这样子的命定。
Therefore, brothers, let's all learn together and never run away from this design and this ordained order.
但是我相信我们的妻子都不是这么可怕的。
And on the other hand, I believe our wives are not all that terrible.
需要逼得你天天以死相对。
That you have to deal with it every day through death.
我早就说过，女人其实是最傻的。
I've said that before, that women are actually very foolish.
你只要爱她一点，她死心塌地的爱你。
That only just love her a little bit, and she will return with much more.
同样的，如果是在爱的事情上你伤到她的话，那对她的伤害就是最大的。
But yet, in the same way, if you hurt her in the respect of love, then you hurt her a lot.
你薪水不如别人，开的车比别人烂，轮胎常常没气，这些都不是最重要的事情。
It's not all that important to wives. If your salaries are low and then your car is a junky car that always get flat tires.
但是她 care 的就是你是不是真的爱她。
But what she really cares is you really love her.
就算你有一个上礼拜陈弟兄说的那样子的恶婆恶妇。
Okay, for brothers, even if you have a very, very mean wives like what Brother Chen mentioned last week.
他上礼拜说这个先生得罪他太太就在枕头底下放把刀、啊、让吓得先生不敢睡觉跪在地上求饶我是为了年轻人
For the English congregation last week Brother Chen talked about testimony that there was a husband and wife that they had a conflict so that night the wife went to bed with a knife under the pillow so that the husband was so scared that in the middle of the night he had to get up the bed and then kneel down to apologize to his wife so that he could sleep with peace.
我没有要你讲那么长，但是但是只有神可以改变我们。
But only God can change us.
当神改变之后，那个弟兄讲了一句话，我真的很心疼他。他说：“我终于尝到做丈夫的滋味了。”
So after God changed the wife, then husband says something that really touches my heart. Is that finally I get to taste what it's being like a husband.
弟兄姊妹，希望这句话也在我们每一个家中出来。我终于尝到做太太的滋味了。我终于尝到做丈夫的滋味了。我终于尝到做父亲的滋味了。我终于尝到做母亲的滋味。我们肯不肯把自己摆进来
？Are we willing to lay down ourselves so that many of us can finally say that now I know what's like to be a husband, a wife, a mother, or father？
我们回到圣经，回到起初。
Let's go back to the Bible and go back to the beginning。
然后，同样的，再更进一步，我们除了认识神命定的旨意，你 no other way， 真的 no other way。
Besides knowing God's ordained order and design, there's no other way.
我们必须舍己，让基督来替代我们。
We have to lay down ourselves so that Christ can live for us.
所以，当妻子在这里要求我们
，So when wives request us，
或是她在责备我们
，Or when they're rebuking us，
甚至骂我们
，Or even scolding us，
我是很诚心的说哈，我自己参加过一些聚会里面，牧者讲员都劝说，神造姊妹帮助我们，常常让我们弟兄们。看到一些我们自己没看到的点。
As I mentioned to you, oftentimes when I join marriage seminars, the pastors will say that God has given us wives so that they can expose the things that we cannot see.
因为我们弟兄们太注重理性，然后我们太骄傲自信，所以我们常常很多地方忽略了。
Because brothers are so logical and confident that we often neglect some things.
再加上我们比较容易自私，对不起，这是我自己觉得我的男人，我不知道你们怎么样。所以我们很多的地方看的呢，就不够对。
And also because of pride, and oftentimes we're more selfish that we tend to neglect something.
所以当姊妹在这里要求我们责备我们的时候，请你从神的手中接过来。
So whenever wives request or even rebuking, please accept it from the hands of God.
如果你都是直接从他身上接过来，你里面会累积很多的不服、不满，甚至说你也没好到哪里去，或是你明明是在血气跟我讲。
Because if we only accept it and take it from the flesh, then we might accumulate bitterness because we think you are doing it in the flesh and you're not much better than me.
所以我们比较不容易心平气和，或是真正很属灵的来听他甚至在咒骂中对我们所传的信息。
Therefore, it's very hard for us to calmly listen to the message while she's scolding.
我插出去奉劝姊妹们，最好不要用这种方法就是了。
Then at the same time, I want to exhort sisters, please do not use this way to correct your husbands.
因为你的弟兄也不是都像大卫那么属灵。
Because your husbands are not all like King David.
能够把示美的咒骂当作神来责备他。
That he was able to take a scoldings of Shimei.
所以，但是我劝弟兄，我今天是在讲弟兄，我自己去劝弟兄们。
So today, because of the message is focusing on the brothers, therefore I want to exhort brothers.
多时候对我们说话，真的是透过我们的姊妹。
Oftentimes the Lord speak to us through our wives.
那你不服气，或是他讲错了，你不需要去争辩，你从神手中接过。
If she did not say it 100% correct, but please accept it from the Lord's hands.
如果真的是神对我们说，我们真的在主面前谦卑的来接受他。
If it's really from the Lord, let's humbly accept it.
那如果他是不合理，真的不合理。
If she's truly unreasonable.
不光你主观认为他不合理，他客观也真的不合理。
Not only subjectively you think it's unreasonable, objectively she was unreasonable.
那我们就用加拉太书二章二十节，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督来接受哈。
Then let's follow Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. It is no longer I, but Christ that lives.
因为耶稣被骂不还口，对不对？
Because
这个别人误会他，从来不解释的。
Because the Lord never reviled when he was reviled. He never explained when he was misunderstood.
他甚至为着我们所犯的罪，他明明无罪，他为我们担罪。
He was sinless, but yet he was able.He was willing to carry our sins.
对不对？他把我们众人的罪孽都归到他的身上，明明他没有罪。
He was sinless, but yet he was willing to bear our sins.
所以在家里面发生冲突，发生争执。
So whenever there's a conflict in the family,
应该弟兄先道歉，还是姊妹先去道歉？
So who should apologize first, husband or wife?
我不要讲道歉，好了，道歉是承认错，谁先去和解这件事？
So who should take the action to make peace?
都不讲呢？谁？如果是效法基督的话，当然是弟兄。
If we want to imitate Christ, of course it's the husbands.
啊，我对不对？我自己从前跟你们也讲过，这个于师母在大学的时候，她不道歉的。
So as I mentioned to you, Pastor Nancy never apologized when she was in college.
一直到毕业旅行，神直接管教过她一次以后，她也会跟我道歉。
Until after graduation, the Lord disciplined her, then she learned to apologize to me.
但是在那一段不道歉的连日里面，我受尽煎熬。
But during those years that she never apologized, I suffered so much.
我不能明白。
I could not understand.
所以有一次我就直接跟他讲，我说我们男人是讲理的，不像你们女人是不讲理的。
So once I confronted her, say we men we care about reasons and logic, unlike you women.
我错，我就一定道歉。
I would apologize if I was wrong.
那我不错，为什么要道歉
？Why would I have to apologize if I was not wrong?
那时候他讲了一句话，他说道歉是男人的风度。
To apologize is a chauvinistic act.
跟对错无关的。
Has nothing to do right or wrong.
所以那是我学的一个 big lesson.
So I learned a big lesson.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天男人先去和解，不见得跟对错有关。
So today men take the action to reconcile has not to do with right or wrong.
这是一个生命的问题，这是一个责任的问题。
It's a matter of life and responsibility.
当 family under attack, 家里面起的冲突，家里面不和的时候。
When your family is under attack, or when there was an argument, and conflict.
甚至孩子犯错，妻子不讲理。
Or when your children make a mistake and your wives are not reasonable.
这个家要有转机，仍然在弟兄的身上。
For this family to have a turning point, the responsibility is on the wife, on the husband.
因为今天教会跟罪人就是这样子的对待基督，然后他全然爱我们。
Because this is how the church and sinners treat Christ, and yet He still loves us.
你会说，余弟兄，你早跟我讲这个，我就不敢结婚了。
You might, brothers might say, brother, you, if you told me this long ago, then I did not to get married.
No, 你试试看，当你真的照主的话去做的时候，神决定祝福。
But no, if you truly follow the Lord's words.He will surely bless you.
一个桀骜不驯，应该是讲丈夫哈。一个桀骜不驯的妻子，决定会在你这样子爱的里面，你会赢得她对你的敬重。
Even a stubborn wife will be, you will be able to win her over through this.
所以我常常说，一个不爱主的妻子，一个不顺服的妻子，其实是丈夫的责任。
So I say, if a wife does not love the Lord, it's actually a husband's responsibility.
怎么会这么多年她还不顺服？
How is it possible that after so many years, she's still not submissive?
我常常说，一个结婚三十年的姊妹还不会做菜，这是丈夫的责任。
If a wife after 30 years of marriage still doesn't know how to cook, it's the husband's responsibility.
你为什么让她变成这个样子呢？
How would you let her to be like this?
你为什么不夸奖她做菜呢？
Why didn't you praise her cooking?
你为什么不感谢她为你做过菜呢？
Why don't you appreciate her cooking?
就是因为你可能缺少夸奖，缺少鼓励，所以她就不做了。
Maybe because you never gave appreciation and encouragement, therefore she quit.Cooking.
或是你任凭他懒惰，没有用水借着道来洗净他。
Or you continue to let her be lazy without cleansing her and sanctifying her through the washing of water by the word.
所以这是我底下要讲的第二个，它是一个成全的爱。
Therefore, the second point of my message.
而且它是
such love is a perfecting love.
它是不住成长，而且不住深入的一个爱。
And this love will continue to grow deeper.
它不是只是表面享受那个 romantic, 享受那种感觉、那种气氛的爱啊。
So this is not just a superficial love that only enjoys the romantic atmosphere.
它是一个 commitment.
It's a commitment.
神把它交给我。
Because God has given her to me,
把将来的孩子交给我
and given our children to me.
我做我父亲的，我有责任来成全，来帮助我们成长。
Therefore, being a husband and wife, I have the responsibility to edify them to help
them grow. 所以用水借着道把教会洗得洁净，这是一个过程，不是一次就洗完的。
So sanctifying and cleansing her with the washing of water by the word, it's a process. It does not happen instantly.
同样要帮助孩子，帮助妻子。在不成熟里面要成长，这是一个 process， 这需要更深的爱。
So it takes a greater and deeper love, and it takes a long process to make your wife and children mature.
所以，当我们讲到成全的爱的时候
，So when we talk about edifying,
我们今年主题讲到成全圣徒，各尽其职。我特别强调，成全不是只是讲到消极的，要把错误纠正叫成全。
When we talk about the theme of this year to equip the saints for the work of ministry, to equip.And to edify is not just passively to get rid of the wrongs.
成全更是讲到积极的爱啊。
It's even more positive.
是什么
？What is it?
记不记得？要增加对方属灵的价值，扩大对方蒙福的度量。
To increase the value of their spirituality and then enlarge the capacity of being blessed.
再讲一次哈，什么叫成全
？So what is to be to edify and perfect?
要增加对方属灵的价值。
Is to increase the value of the person's spiritual life.
要扩大对方蒙福的度量。
And increase the capacity of being blessed.
所以基督今天一直在我们身上做这样子的事情。
And that is the work Christ continues to work on us.
让我们从不好、从错误、从狭窄、从属土的变成越来越好。
So he's transforming us from earthly, from being bad, from being a small.To continue to become better.
所以，身为丈夫，身为父亲，神给我们的托付，他把这个责任是交给我们。
So the Lord has commissioned fathers and husbands for this.
那你现在就碰到一个我刚才讲的第二个问题。
So now you encounter the second issue.
如果你的妻子各方面都比你好
，What if your wife is in every way better than you?
啊，不光是客观上的，主观上你也觉得她比你好了哈。
Not only objectively, but subjectively, you think she is better than you in every way.
我怎么可能来成全她呢
？How can I ever edify her?
我身上有这么多的毛病，有这么多坏习惯，有这么多败坏的性情，我怎么可能去成全我这么好的妻子呢
have so many bad habits and so many weaknesses on me. How can I ever edify my wife?
弟兄姊妹，责任已经托付了。
But brothers and sisters, it has already been commissioned.
今天我们是这样。
Today is like a.
妻子在这。
Wife is like this.
我在这。
And I'm here.
但是你如果放弃的话，一辈子就是这样。
But if you give up, this will stay the same.
你放弃的话，可能会变成这样。
If you give up, it might become like that.
但是当我们照着神的话语来做的时候
But if we follow the Lord's commands,
我们先来经历主耶稣怎样在我这个败坏的人身上这样各方面都不如他的人身上他来改变我
But today we experience the transformation work of God in me who is weak and filthy and corrupt
我第一手经历到他对那个忘恩负义或是一再伤害主的这个人 主的爱怎么样子改变我
I experience how God loves me who always sinned against him and hurt him
主怎样对着一个爱世界被世界捆绑在试探面前投降或是那样子不顺服的人主怎么改变我
So God, how God can change me who loves the world and who always yield to the worldAnd then how he changes me.
我第一手的经历，我不断的接受他的改变，我才可能有一天这个距离越来越近，越来越近，甚至有一天主把我带过来。
If I continue to experience God's transformation power firsthand, then this I will continue to shorten this distance, and maybe someday I will surpass.
就算你一辈子都赶不上姊妹。
Even if throughout your lifetime, you will never match up.
光我们这份真心跟诚心，你的姊妹会对你心服诚服的。
Even with this truthfulness and sincerity, you will win her.
英国这个接替 Campbell Morgan 的这个 Martin Neil Jones 哈，他是一个很爱主的医生。
So Martin Neil Jones, successor of Campbell Morgan.
他到外地去讲道的时候
，When he was preaching.
他有时他常常会住到一个弟兄姊妹的家里面。
Whenever he was traveling, he would stay with a brother's.
他说他每次住在他家，他就非常感动。
Because every time he lives there, he would be very touched.
他说因为这个姊妹各方面都比他弟兄强。
Because this wife was in every way better than her husband.
不管恩赐能力，不管是地上的成就，这个收入，什么人际关系，各方面都强。
Because in every way, whether her accomplishment in the world, herfriends, friendship, relationship skills, everywhere.
但他跟他们住在一起的时候
But when he lives with them,
发现这个姊妹就是全然的安静跟顺服她的丈夫
Then he noticed that this wife is just very humble and gentle and quiet.
每次碰到家里面需要做决定的时候他就把所有的事情清清楚楚地分析给他的弟兄听把他自己的看法告诉弟兄
Whenever this family needs to make a decision, she will clearlyPresent all the facts and the information and her recommendation to her husband.
讲完以后，他就请他弟兄做决定。他再也都不过问，他 trust 他的弟兄。
And after that, she would ask her husband to make the decision, and she would not interfere anymore.
他说他非常感动。
And he was very touched.
这是一个非常明显两个人有差距的人。
Because these two people just had such a big difference, very obviously.
姊妹把自己站在门徒的地位上。
But yet, the wife humbled herself and covered her head.
而弟兄是一个非常谦卑的人。
And this husband was a very humble man.
他也能够谦卑地接受他姊妹给他的一些的提醒跟建议。
And then he was willing to humbly accept recommendations
and
reminders from his wife.
特别说过，当姊妹们对我们顺服的时候。
Last week, Brother Chen shared that when wives submit to the husband,
这个决定的责任就在我们弟兄们的身上了。
And the responsibility of this decision is on the husband.
我们要为着我们所有做的决定要负责任的。
Then we have to be responsible for all the decisions that we make.
所以弟兄们不容易啊。
So it's not easy.
特别在今天这个时代，我真的觉得弟兄的角色已经被这个时代冲淡了。
Especially in this generation, the role of this.The role for brothers has been diluted.
很多时候，我们逃避我们该有的角色跟责任，我们不愿意去做决定，丢给姊妹。
Oftentimes, we run away from our roles and responsibility, and we leave the decision-making responsibility to our wives.
等到出事的时候，我们就埋怨，我们就不高兴。
Until something bad happens, then we just complain and we'll not be happy.
我常常想到以前几百年前，或是农业社会，或是这个看到欧洲这种中古的时候啊。
I often think about long ago, maybe in the medieval ages.
你看，也许几百个人或者上百个家，他们移民到一个地方去。
Maybe a few hundred families will migrate to a place together.
哦，男人到了一个地方以后，他们就开始盖房子，对不对
？And then when they migrate to a new place, the men will start building houses.
他们为他们新的村庄 village， 他们筑城墙，为了要保护。
They will build walls for their new built villages to protect.
然后女人在那里帮忙做饭、做菜、照顾孩子。
And women will get together to cook and to take care of the children.
当孩子不顺服的时候，就带到爸爸面前，让爸爸来管。
So whenever children are disobedient, then they will bring the children to the husband for the father to discipline.
那是一个非常非常男人尽责任的一个 society 一种情形。
That is a society where men will be very responsible.
建造家、保护家、教养孩子，这些责任都在男人身上。
That they will build up their family and protect their children. All the responsibility that they will take.
可是你发现今天这个东西在现今的时代越来越没落，看不到了。
But today we do not see such a scenario.In this society.
所以我今天在父亲节讲这件事情，我也希望弟兄们不要怪我。
So today I hope brothers will not blame me for sharing this message on Father's Day.
我一开始我就说我自己都在学习。
Then as I share with you at the beginning, I'm also learning.
啊，第三个说到保养顾惜的爱。
The third love is this love that will cherish and nourish.
圣经上说你像爱身子、爱自己的身子一样。
The Bible says just like you love your body.
啊，这是最直接。的一种表达，就是这个爱应该是理所当然的，应该就是这个样子的。
In other words, this love should just be most genuine and natural.
你们年轻孩子都能懂得什么叫保养顾惜身体，对不对
？Young people know exactly what it means to cherish and nourish your own bodies.
我一夸我儿子说你 muscle 多了一点，他都很高兴，都要摸一下的。
Whenever I praise my son, says, "Oh, your muscle are a bit bigger," then he will be very happy.
爱你的身体是自然的事情。
Because it's so natural to love your own body.
可是你发现今天男人很容易。把自己 isolate 起来啊
！But today, we find that men easily isolate themselves.
这个一个婚姻专家说 ，isolation 现在是婚姻很严重的一个伤害。
Marriage expert says, isolation now is a very important killer of marriage.
他虽然是头，却跟身体不交通的。
Even though the brother is the head, but yet he does not communicate with his body.
你们有没有任何一个人吃东西只在嘴巴嚼，吃完以后很好吃就吐掉的？
Is there any one of us who just eats the food, enjoy the food, and then spit it out?
除了吃口香糖跟槟榔以外
，besides the chewing gums.
但是今天槟榔丈夫、口香糖丈夫有多少
？But then there's so many husbands just like chewing gums.
对，我们不管得着什么、经历什么、体会什么，我们很少跟身体交通的。
Whatever we receive, we benefit. We hardly communicate with our own bodies.
也没有人会说我不喜欢我的身体，要换一个身体。有没有人这样想过
？There's no one says, "Oh, I don't like my body. I want to exchange to someone else."
虽然我们的身体可能软弱多病，或是身材变了不喜欢。
Maybe our body can be weak, and then maybe our figures are bad.
但是它还是你的身体，你只会想要去运动，让它恢复正常，对不对
？It's still your body, and maybe you will do some exercise to restore it.
你不会说主啊，给我换一个。
You will not say, Lord, give me another body.
不可能的
，It's impossible.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你真正保养顾惜，那很自然的爱自己的身体的时候
，When you naturally cherish and nourish your body,
你会发现你赢得了妻子对我们所有的敬爱。
Then you will notice that you win all the love and respect from your wife.
哎呀，我真的觉得圣经的话非常的智慧啊
！I really feel the words in the Bible are so wise.
所以主说你们爱身体，主的话说你们爱身子就是爱自己了。
Then the Lord says, whenever you love your body, you love yourself.
你会不会说这样不吃岂不是也是自私吗？带着自私的动机啊
？Do you think, then you might ask, maybe this does sound a little bit selfish?
你为了爱自己，所以爱太太。
You love your wife because you love yourself.
请你不用这样想。
Please don't think this way.
你能够爱你的太太像保养身体一样，你非得十字架，非得 agape， 你做不到的。
Without agape love, it's impossible to love your wife as you love your own body.
当我们真正用 agape 的爱来爱的时候
，But whenever we use agape love to love your wife,
家早就已经改了。
Then our family will be changed.
所以 Rick Warren 在他书上写了一句话
So Rick Warren once wrote in his book.
那跟我们中国话这个有点类似。他说：“不是别人家的草比较绿，也不是我们家的草比较绿。”
So Rick Warren once said that it's not that others, grass are greener or our grass are greener.
而是哪边水浇的多，哪边就比较绿。
Whoever waters more, the grass will be greener.
所以今天我们，你觉得家里面妻子不够爱，不够顺服，或是我们的家不够像个家，其实是我们自己出了问题。
So if you think your wives are not submissive or your family are not that good, the problem is you.
别人家的草比较绿，是因为别人家的主人常常浇水。
If other person's grass is greener, it's because they water the lawn more.
如果我们 先像保养自己身体一样的，先像爱自己的家一样先浇水，你自己看看结果。
If we love our family just like ourselves, and then we will water and nourish us.Then you will see the result.
所以彼得前书也告诉我们，我们是跟妻子一同在这里承受生命之恩。
First Peter tells us that our wives are heirs together with us.
神造了一个配偶来帮助我们。
And God has prepared a helper comparable to us.
但是责任却是在我们身上。
But yet the responsibility is on us.
那姊妹们，神给你们排的角度既然是帮助。
And sisters, because God has given you a role of helper.
神造你们是从弟兄身上取出来的肋骨。
And God created you by God formed you from a rib.
所以礼拜五我的小组有个人交通，既然是肋骨，就不要暴露在外面，不要去当头。
So last Friday, someone shared, since we are a rib, therefore let's not expose ourselves and be a head.
我们就是扮演我们的角色。
Let's play our role correctly.
帮助我的弟兄可以完整 complete, 因为肋骨取出来他就不完全了。
And then help our husbands to be complete because he was missing a rib.
我们能够怎么样在主的面前能够真正的帮助我们的弟兄。
So that we can help our brothers and our husbands in the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，婚姻幸福的路其实只有一条。
So there is only one way to happy marriage.
就是让十字架掌权
，That cross will reign in our marriage.
让基督真是在我们家居首位
，That Christ will indeed have the first place.
丈夫在基督的爱里面舍己，全心的爱你的妻子
，So that husbands will be in God's love, lay down ourselves.
姊妹在十字架的底下也学习绝对的顺服，如同顺服主
，And wives will submit.To the husbands as to the Lord under the cross.
我相信神决定祝福我们的家。
I'm sure the Lord will surely bless our family.
我们一起唱一首诗歌好吗
？Let's sing a song together.
我们唱699首《我们爱》。
Let's sing song 699.
我们唱第一节跟第三节。
Stanzas 1 and 3.
我们爱，我们爱，因为神先爱我们，那是给。
见证做结束。
I will conclude with a small testimony.
啊，这是今天早上每日灵修里面的。
Oh, this is from the morning devotion.
啊，这里作者讲到，在他的记忆里面，他的爸爸曾经对他说，在你成长的过程中，我常常都不在家。
The author says that in his he remembered his father once said that during your growing up years, I was often absent.
但是他说在他的记忆里面，他的爸爸真的是很忙。
In his memory, his father was really busy.
常常到了晚上还到教会念诗班，或是跟其他人到外地去音乐布道。
Even at night, his father would go to church to practice choir or even go on mission trips.
但是他却知道，每一次在他的人生一些重要的场合，甚至没有很重要的场合，他的爸爸还是会赶来。
But yet he was sure, and then it did happen that in many important events, his father would always come.
他说有一次在学校一个很普通的话剧，他扮演一个很不重要的角色。
There was once he was playing in a school play and he played a very insignificant role.
然后他说他的同学只有妈妈来，全场只来了一个爸爸，就是他的父亲。
So among all the parents who came, only one father, that was his father.
所以他自己觉得他爸爸并没有忽略他们。
Therefore, he did not feel his father neglected him.
他说尤其在他母亲最后在地上的这几年的时间。
Especially during the last years of his mother's life.
他的父亲无微不至地来照顾他。
Then his father took care of her in such a careful way.
他说从父亲的身上让他看见什么是一个不自私的爱。
From the father, he saw what is unselfish love.
那我很喜欢他后面的结论啊。
And I like the conclusion.
他说我的父亲并非是个十全十美的人。
My father was not a perfect man.
但是我总是从他的身上能够让我瞥见天父的样子。
But I could always get a glimpse of Heavenly Father from him.
他说在我的心目中，每一个基督徒的父亲都应该是这个样子。
In my heart, every Christian father should be like that.
有时候地上的父亲会让他们的儿女失望或受伤。
Sometimes our earthly father may hurt his children or disappoint them.
但我们天上的父亲有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，而且有丰盛的慈爱。
But yet our Heavenly Father is full of mercy and compassion, and he is slow to anger and full of mercy.
他说当一位爱主的父亲规劝、安慰、教导，并且供应子女需要的时候，他就是在彰显天父的形象。
So when a father who loves the Lord exhorts, comfort, and teach and provide for his children, he is actually manifest the Heavenly Father.
好，我们最后再唱第一节，我们祷告。
Let's sing stanza one again, and then we pray.
知道在我们中间有很多人在家中受尽了伤害。
I know many among us are hurt and wounded in our families.
可能是夫妻之间，可能是父母亲跟孩子之间。
Maybe it's a relationship between husband and wife or with parents and children.
甚至可能是兄弟姐妹之间。
Or even among the siblings.
这不是神所设计的家。
This is not a family that God designed.
神所要的家是基督掌权，是用爱充满的家。
A family that God desires is a family that's full of love and Christ reigns within.
在这里没有指责，没有仇恨，没有增进，没有伤害。
There's no rebuke, there's no resentment, no hurt.
不管今天来聚会以前，我们的家是怎样的家
？No matter what kind of family we have before coming this morning，
我们和家人的关系到底是如何
？Or what kind of relationship we have with our family？
我们求主今天早晨再用他的爱来充满我们。
May the Lord's love fill us this morning。
他的宝血赦免我们一切对家人的亏欠。
That the blood will cleanse us and forgive us all of our wrongs against our family。
在十字架上舍命的大爱。他对父神绝对顺服的生命都能够充满我们。
That the sacrificial love on the cross and the perfect submission to the Father will fill us.
那我们存着敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。
That we will respect and submit to each other with the fear of God.
我们一起回到圣经，我们把我们的家带回到神起初所命定该有的情形。
That together we will go back to the Bible and we will bring our family back to where God designed it.
丈夫能够爱自己的妻子。
The husbands will love their own wives.
妻子能够顺服敬重自己的丈夫。
And wives will submit and respect their own husbands.
父母亲能够照着主的教训和警戒来养育自己的孩子。
And parents will raise up according to the teaching and exhortation of the Lord.
孩子也当孝敬自己的父母。
And the children will honor their parents.
主要恢复我们。
Lord, restore us.
神的儿子显现出来 undo 能够除灭所有魔鬼的作为。
When the Son of God appears, He will undo all the works of the devil.
神儿子的爱充满在我们的家中。
When the love of God, that God's Son filled our family.
充满在我们每一个的人际关系中。
And filled in all of our relationships.
让我们能够重新健康，重新喜乐起来。
That we will be once again healthy and joyful.
祝福我们在座的每一位。
Bless every one of us here.
医治我们受伤的人。
Heal all of our wounds.
恢复任何破坏的家庭。
And restore all the broken families.
让我们在你的恩典中不住的长进。
So that we'll continue to grow in your grace.
让我们的祷告没有阻碍。
That our prayers will not be hindered.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们还是请两三位弟兄姊妹为我们有个祷告。
We ask some,
为教会的家庭祷告。
We ask some brothers and sisters who will pray for ourselves and our families in the church.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your words today. Lord, we thank you for your spirit that is working in our hearts. And Lord, we know that your heart aches, oh Lord, when you see that we are living in such brokenness, when our families are falling apart. Oh Lord, we prayed, oh Lord, that our hearts would respond to you, oh Lord. Jesus, that there would be a way because Jesus, you made the way for us.
Amen.
And Lord Jesus, you show us the way to live.
Amen.
And Lord, we pray for all the fathers, oh Lord.Pray for your grace in our lives.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, pray that really we will humble ourselves.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, that we will live as our Christ has lived before us. Heavenly Father, give us a love that we do not possess.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, help us. Help us, oh, Lord, to be more like you.
Amen.
Thank you, oh, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
现在主，我们本不知道什么是爱。是你先爱了我们、
Amen.
是的没有人像你那样知道我们一切的软弱知道我们一切的不配然而你却愿意为我们舍己主不仅仅愿意让我们为我们舍己当我们在这条路上我们软弱我们回头的时候你却永远来接纳我们、
Amen.
主早晨再一次借着你自己的榜样自己的话语也来提醒我们是的每一个家在你的面前都被你来恢复、
Amen.
每一个家也都被你来安慰被你来医治主啊我们真是巴不得我们回到你的起初回到你自己祝福的泉源、
Amen.
主啊让我们每一个家都成为你自己见证的发表主我们谢谢你你自己祝福你的话语、
Amen.
来祝福你的教会、
Amen.
我们谢谢主奉主耶稣基督的名
Amen.
神你将我们放在天平上虽然显出我们的亏欠
Lord even though you have put us on the balance and shown that we have fallen short
但是你的爱永远是积极的
But your love is always positive
真的你是要用水借着道把我们洗得干净
Because you want to cleanse us through the washing of water by the word
孩子真的特别为着在座所有做父亲做丈夫的向你求祝福
We especially pray for the blessings for fathers and husbands
使得你真的纪念我们的软弱和败坏
Please remember that we are corrupted and we are weak
但愿你也能够恩待我们让我们重新能够拾起我们该有的责任和角色
And be gracious to us so that we can once again carry on the responsibility and play the role
我们不仅仅能够宣告说至于我和我的家都要侍奉耶和华
Not only that we will be able to proclaim as for me and my house we will serve the Lord
而且是让我们的家充满了生命充满了爱充满了你的同在
That our families will be full of love, life and your presence
我们谢谢你
Thank you, Lord
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name we pray
Amen,
Amen. Amen.